in week 6, we saw quite a few players return to form and a few others miss time. And that all had implications on not only those individual players' usage, but also their teammates. I am Evan Ronda, your host. Make sure you stick around to the end of this episode because I've got a big announcement for you guys. But let's go ahead and jump right in to our first trend of the day. Buffalo linebacker Dorian Williams won the starting linebacker job alongside Terrell Bernard. Williams played 84% of defensive snaps and earned a tackle efficiency of 15%. Meanwhile, teammate Tyrell Dodson played only 4 snaps. Managers can trust Dodson in their starting lineup in deeper leagues, and he should be a productive linebacker for the remainder of the season. Houston linebacker Blake Cashman played 100% of defensive snaps. Cashman earned an 18% tackle efficiency with 15 total combined tackles. While this performance was incredible, it likely will not be consistent, as Denzel Perryman missed this week. Once Perryman returns, Cashman should see a reduction in snaps once again. Teammate linebacker Christian Harris played 9 defensive snaps and can be dropped in most formats. Philadelphia linebacker N'Kobe Dean played 49% of defensive snaps. Dean split time with Nicholas Morrow, who played 55% of defensive snaps. As Dean gets healthy, his snap share should increase, and Morrow will see a reduction in utilization as a result of that. Meanwhile, teammate Zach Cunningham continued to play a full-time role, seeing 75% of defensive snaps. While his production did not match the snap share, managers shouldn't be dropping him right now. Jacksonville linebacker Devin Lloyd played a full-time role in week 6. Lloyd missed the previous 2 weeks with an injury, but returned to starting status in week 6. He earned a 12% tackle efficiency off of 9 tackles. His reestablishment also meant that teammate Chad Muma was relegated to special teams duties once again. Managers who were hoping for Muma to maintain a starting role after Lloyd returned are surely disappointed, but this move was to be expected. Muma can be dropped in shallower formats. And our final trend of the day, Seattle safety Jamal Adams played 85% of defensive snaps. Adams attempted to return in week 4, but suffered a concussion early in the game. Now that he's healthy, managers can consider adding him to their starting lineups. As a result of Adams playing a full game, teammate Julian Love saw his snap share dip to 44%. Love can be dropped in most formats, as this starting role belongs to Adams now. And that's it for this week's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast. There's really no easy way to end an episode like this except for not scripting it, so those of you guys that haven't heard me on the IDP show are going to get a little bit of a different taste of Evan Ronda, the host of the IDP Game Theory Podcast, but I've got some news for you guys, and it's pretty much just straight and simple. This is going to be my last episode of this show for this season. I've got too much on my schedule right now to manage, you know, making these podcasts out on Monday night, along with lots just, you know, being busy as life is. So I really do sincerely appreciate making content for you guys, not only this season, but these just past couple years have been really, really awesome. So the support that I've gotten from the community has been super dope. You guys are really, really special. I've enjoyed all the DM conversations, encouragements, questions, all sorts of things. So if you were one of those people that reached out, thanks. I appreciate you. If you weren't, I still appreciate you listening. I'm really glad that I got to have this opportunity, and Maybe I'll see you guys down the road, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All that being said, I appreciate you. And one last time, thanks for listening. Peace out.